It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hello, I am your host, Elise. Welcome to This Day in History. Here's what happened on April 6th. The Olympic Games, a long-lost tradition of ancient Greece, were reborn in Athens on this day in 1896. This event took place more than 1,500 years after being banned by Roman Emperor Theodosius I. At the opening of the Athens Games, the King of Greece and a crowd of 60,000 spectators welcomed athletes to the international competition. Participants from 14 nations competed in 43 events, covering track and field, swimming, gymnastics, cycling, wrestling, weightlifting, fencing, shooting, and tennis. Surprising fact, all the competitors at the 1896 Olympics were men, and a few entrants were tourists who stumbled upon the games and were allowed to sign up. Also on this day in history, in 1862, the Civil War's Battle of Shiloh began. In 1917, the U.S. officially entered World War I. And in 1968, 2001, A Space Odyssey debuted in theaters. Thanks for listening. That's all for today in history. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you. And, of course, have a great day.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.